The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In the Gospel today, Martha and Mary represent two very different aspects of human nature. On the one hand, you have Martha, who is running herself ragged throughout the house, doing all the activity, preparing, serving, doing all the housework. And on the other hand, we have Mary, who is just simply sitting at the feet of our Master, of our Lord Jesus Christ, listening to every word that comes forth from his mouth. Christ makes it abundantly clear which is the better part. But not once does he say that Martha's activity is unnecessary, because it's not. In the Benedictine order, the monks have a saying, a motto, ora et labora, prayer and work. It's their motto, and it guides the entirety of their life. They recognize the importance and necessity of having both prayer and work. Work and prayer. These two things are complementary. Second Vatican Council actually goes into depth about how important work is for the people as a method of sanctifying ourselves, and including prayer in our daily life and our daily work as a way to sanctify our work. And so this is what this is about. Yes, prayer is the more important part, is the better part. But the duties of activity and hospitality, of welcoming that Martha offers our Lord is important too, and it can't be neglected. Now, you and I aren't monks like the Benedictines, but this motto of theirs can still be of great value to us as we venture on our journey towards closer union with Christ. Because we have to be both Mary and Martha in our daily lives. We have to balance our prayer life and our work in all that we do. What good is work if we neglect our relationship with Christ? And what good is prayer if it doesn't bear fruit, if it doesn't lead us to sanctify our work and move us to be more Christ-like in the world? Both are necessary for us out in the world, but as prayer is the better part, we can't neglect it.